Although that's not one of the criteria we use here, but they tend not to be minorities because we know that African-Americans in this election, most elections, are fairly strongly committed to the Democratic candidate. They tend not, for example, to be evangelical white Christians because those types of people are committed to the Republican candidate. We have young people represented, but, you know, young people generally are more strongly committed to the Democratic candidate. So that pool of uncommitted voters tends to be kind of more middle of the road, generally more white, more average in terms of education and in terms of age.
What might surprise you tonight in this debate, Frank? Or have you been doing this so long that really you think you know just about any question that might be asked and how it might be answered?
Well, we certainly don't know how it might be answered. And what we learned is how it's answered that makes a difference. We all remember back to 1992 when a young woman asked a question of Bush Sr. It was a complex question about how the federal deficit might affect everyday life, and it was a little confusing. And Bush Sr., maybe correctly so, said that's kind of a confusing question or something to that effect. But then Bill Clinton kind of flipped the question around, walked to the woman, looked into her eyes and said, "I feel your pain. I know what it's like to be economically distressed." And he clearly won on that dimension. So I think part of what's going to be fascinating is not so much the questions these average Americans ask, but how these candidates answer them directly or indirectly.
We've been talking with Frank Newport. He's editor-in-chief of the Gallup Poll. He's in Nashville, where tonight's presidential debate will be held. Frank, thanks very much.
You bet. Glad to be with you.